Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. The Parliament passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister, Denis Manturov, in Delhi. They discussed mutually beneficial cooperation in trade, fertilizers, connectivity, and people-to-people ties. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that he welcomed the sustained efforts from both sides to implement the outcomes of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, held during President Putin's visit to India last December. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Mr. Manturov exchanged views on regional and global developments, including the conflict in West Asia, in a meeting in Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that they had in-depth conversation on India-Russia bilateral cooperation, focusing on trade, industry, energy, fertilizers, connectivity, and mobility. They also discussed new opportunities in technology, innovation, and critical minerals. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has handed over the investigation of Malda case to the National Investigation Agency. The NIA team will reach West Bengal today. Yesterday, the Supreme Court had taken serious note of 7 judicial officials engaged in an SIR exercise being taken hostage in Malda district. The court had termed it deplorable and sought responses from the State Home Secretary, Director General of Police, and other officials for their inaction. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in the election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Anna Salai and conclude near the Kamaraja statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for Prime Minister's visit. Over 1,000 police personnel have been deployed along with paramilitary forces brought in for election duty. Barricades have been erected along the route for crowd management, and tree branches along the roadshow stretch have been trimmed to ensure clear movement. Bibin Asnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
The government has refuted a video circulating on the internet claiming that the students at the Miranda House are protesting against hostel authorities regarding food shortage due to the LPG crisis amid the West Asia war. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that the claim is misleading. It clarified that the hostel kitchen has PNG connection and there is no LPG shortage in the college premises. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the commissioning ceremony of the advanced stealth frigate Taragiri in Vishakhapatnam today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the commissioning highlights the strategic and maritime importance of India's eastern seaboard. It also highlights Indian Navy's sustained focus on strengthening its combat readiness and operational might, while strongly reinforcing the objectives of Atmanirbhar Bharat. And in Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night, chasing a victory target of 227. Kolkata Knight Riders were bundled out for 161 in just 16 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Punjab Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.